In Syria, the fighting continues, and doctors are overwhelmed as they try to deal with the carnage of the nearly 19-month civil war between the opposition and President Bashar al-Assad. Some hospitals are even relying on veterinarians to treat the wounded. The BBC's Ian Pannell visited a besieged hospital in Aleppo, Syria's largest city.
We've walked into a situation here of, frankly, complete bedlam. We are in a hospital inside Aleppo. We've agreed not to say where it is because it has been actively targeted by the government. If I just look outside the front door, stood in the doorway, every single building around here has been hit. Nobody here is in any doubt that it has been deliberately targeted. If I walk inside, 2 meters in, there is a fighter lying here with a deep laceration to his foot. Blood is literally dripping down onto the floor. Over on the other side is a small baby girl. You can hear her screaming as the doctors try and put an intravenous drip into her arm. And over on my left is an elderly man trying to get down from the stretcher, his legs heavily bandaged. This is a scene of complete chaos, and I've only come 5 meters inside this hospital.
Every day we have the same situation, about 100 to 120 patients. Most of them injury, most of them is civilian.
Dr. Ottman is one of the surgeons here. Despite the dangers, his wife and 2 daughters also work at the hospital. The hospital's been attacked many times, and the upper floors are now abandoned. We were taken there to see some of the damage.
A rocket and mortar destroyed the hospital. The only hospital work in Aleppo for every people and for free. We showed us 12 times until to now.
They've shot the hospital, bombed it 12 times.
12 times until to now.
And in the background, we can hear the sound of gunfire, and I've been hearing artillery rounds landing all around here. Why do you think they attack?
Because the Free Army protect us, and some soldiers comes here for treatment. Bashar al-Assad shoot us, bombing the hospital.
You told me you're a veterinarian.
Yeah.
So why are you in a hospital?
Because the human doctors run away. We have just 6 doctors, not all the time, okay, work here.
And the sound you could just hear in the background was the sound of another artillery shell landing. We've just come up another floor, and it's just a scene of complete devastation. I mean, it's just a wide chasm out into the rooftops of the neighbouring building, which have also been shelled. The room is just full of debris. Everything has been blown out. I mean, complete destruction. Well, the vet that we were just talking to has just been rushed downstairs along with most of the medical staff in the hospital. They're all furiously trying to attend to a new influx of casualties. It's difficult to know how many people there are. I can see at least 3 or 4 seriously wounded people. They're all civilians. A man who appears to be in his late 40s is having intravenous drips put into his arm, and they're rushing him now into the operating theatre. There's a small child being cradled in someone's arms whose injuries are just too horrific to describe. There are women clad in black in the waiting room weeping. A young man outside has got his hand to his forehead in complete grief about what's just happened. You can see people are in shock. It's just an appalling situation. I've never seen anything like it.
Outside, the swaddled body of a 7-year-old boy had been laid to rest on the pavement. The hospital hasn't got space for the dead. Hamoud had been walking with his parents when an artillery shell landed in the street. His father was inside the hospital being treated for multiple shrapnel wounds, unaware that his little boy was now dead. A group of men, neighbours and fighters gathered around in grief and anger.
Bashar al-Assad is the child killer. What did this child do? Is he a terrorist? Was he armed? What was his fault? Why was he killed?
People here are caught in a no-man's land between the rebels and the army, as Syria's descent into chaos seems to go unchecked.
That report from the BBC's Ian Pannell in Syria. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.